about Jane.
Hi, darling.
Wonderful place, this Corona Naval Hospital, huh?
Oh, I should say so. You know, this used to be an exclusive country club.
Yes.
Scenery here is really lovely.
Yes, yes. Those Navy nurses certainly are cute, aren't they?
And speaking of something cute, here's Joan Merrill in one of the newer and nicer tunes, A Little on the Lonely Side. For Charlie McCarthy, the hero of the week.
Hey, hero McCarthy.
That's all right, folks. That's all right. It's not necessary for you to curtsy when I enter.
Oh, Charlie, my hero. I'm so proud I could hug you.
Couldn't you be a little prouder of me?
To think that of all people, Charlie should turn out to be a hero.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Tell us how it all happened, will you, Charles, old boy?
Oh, I'm much too modest, old fellow. Here you can read this newspaper clipping all about it. I just happen to have this one with me.
Yeah, Ray, let me see it when you're through, will you?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Oh, here's a copy for you, too, Don. Here's one for you, Joan. Here's one for you, Bergen. I just happen to have enough with me. Yeah.
Oh, say, this is interesting. Yes, sir. Mighty interesting.
Nothing really. Well, turn it over, you fool. You're reading Gertie Garter. Gertie Garter. Well, Gertie,
look at that headline here. Now we got it right. Youthful hero saves heiress on runaway horse.
Well, goodness, you stopped a runaway horse single-handed?
Yeah, not only that, nobody helped me either.
Listen to this. Displaying great presence of mind and disregard of personal safety, Charlie McCarthy climbed a tree with lightning speed, leaped from an overhanging branch onto Miss Mignon Van Snort's runaway horse, and brought it to a halt.
Yeah. Oh, ho, ho, ho. By the way, what is Superman doing these days?
Well, Charlie, I feel that I must take my hat off to you. So with due respect, I bare my head.
And, brother, you're the guy who can do it, too.
Why, Charlie, this will make you a world-famous hero.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe someday Don Amici will make a movie of me.
You know, I don't see how you could do it, Charlie, with such short arms.
Oh, nothing really. You mean rescue the girl?
No, no, no. Do such a good job of patting yourself on the back.
Oh.
By the way, Mignon's father called up and said he appreciates very much what you've done.
Oh? Well, ain't he going to put it in writing?
In writing?
On a check?
Oh, well, I don't. He didn't say that.
Say, you know, Charlie, I can't understand how you climbed that tree so fast.
Yeah, well, it's a That's a good question. That's a good question. You see, I was... yes, sir, that's a good question.
But that's not a good answer.
Well, if you must know, you see, I was already up in the tree.
What were you doing up there? What were you doing up there?
Well, I was waiting for the accident to happen.
What?
Well, what I mean, the doctor's orders. You know, altitude is so good for one, they say.
Well, let's go deeper into this.
Yes.
Come on, tell us the rest of the details.
No, sorry. If you'll excuse me, Donna, I've got to go and visit a sick friend.
Sick friend?
Yes, he's very... What's his name? He's too sick, he can't tell me.
Tell us the whole story.
Yeah, well, all right. Now, let me see. Where was I?
Up a tree.
Oh.
And I do mean up a tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, thundering towards me was this runaway steed, see? And as luck would have it, it ran right under the tree that I was in.
And that's when you went into action.
Yeah, and how? See, I fell. I jumped down on the horse's neck and grabbed the reins.
You did.
So help me, that's just what I did.
I see. Well, I should think that a fall like that, how did you keep from hurting yourself?
Well, you see, the oranges broke my fall.
What?
What I mean is they did.
Oh! Oranges, huh?
What have oranges got to do with it?
Well, you see, that's what made me fall. I mean, jump.
Oh, so they made you fall. How?
Well, I had so many in my pockets in my shirt, they overbalanced me. I was...
And just how did the oranges happen to get into your pocket?
Well, I was... That question is irrelevant, immaterial, and darn embarrassing.
Mind, hero. Finish your story.
Well, as I was saying, now, you see, I fell out of the horse and landed in a tree.
Well, but what I mean is the horse fell out of the tree and landed on...
No, that ain't right here. You see, you got me all discombobulated.
So it turns out our so-called hero was swiping oranges, huh?
Yeah. Well, if I hadn't been up in the tree snitching oranges, I couldn't have fallen out and stopped the horse. Or that.
Now, what are you trying to prove?
Well, if that proves it, it takes a thief to catch a horse.
Oh, no, that's not right.
Accentuate the positive.
Might have been snared.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. And not only that, but you're late again.
Yeah.
Yes. What's your excuse?
No, I don't know. What's yours?
Well, I saw you get off the bus at the last stop.
Yeah.
But I didn't see you get on again. Now, what happened?
Well, you see, my mind started wandering.
Yeah.
Before I followed it.
You followed it. Well, where did you go?
Well, I went to see a man about a chicken.
I see. About a chicken?
Yeah. There's a new kind of chicken out this way. It stands about 7 feet high.
7 feet high? Yeah. A chicken 7 feet high.
Yeah.
Where?
Out at Mr. Ostrich's farm.
At Mr. Ostrich?
Yeah.
Do you mean the ostrich farm?
Yeah.
Well, so that's where you saw the chicken 7 feet high.
Yeah. Well, my...
That's pretty good.
It's wonderful what vitamins and California sunshine can do, ain't it?
Yeah, that's a pretty big chicken, isn't it?
Well, and their eggs are so big. Oh, they got big eggs. Yeah, really big eggs. Only takes about 3 or 4 to make a dozen.
Is that so? Marjorie, did you know that the ostrich is a native of Africa?
Well?
Yeah,
well, those foreigners dress funny, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They look like a band dancer from the back. Yeah, they do.
You know, Marjorie, they say when an ostrich is frightened, he buries his head in the sand.
Well?
Yes.
Buries his head in the sand,
huh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does he remember where he put it?
Oh. Well, that is pretty silly, burying your head when you're frightened, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty bad. How can they be so stupid?
Yeah. How can you be so stupid?
Well, now, if I was smart enough, I'd resent that.
I don't...
Moving from the ridiculous to the sublime, we hear Joan Merrill singing, When Your Lover Has Gone.
That's good for what ails you, Miss Jane Tierney.
Hello. Hello, Charlie. I see the boys here at the hospital all welcomed you with open arms.
Yes, they did, yes. I was hoping the nurses would have the same idea.
Jean, are you enjoying your visit here?
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much, because I'm studying to be a nurse's aide.
No. Well, roll up a bandage and tell us about it. Oh, I'll tell you, Jean, you'll make a beautiful Florence nightingale.
Say, Charlie, would you like to have me around when you're sick? Wouldn't you like that?
Yes, I wouldn't mind having you around when I'm well, either.
You know, Charlie, if you were my patient, I'd watch over you like a baby. What do you say to that?
Hey, goo goo.
I say, Miss Tierney, the most wizard thing just happened. I found this bottle. Yes. There's no label on it, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's Napoleon brandy.
Well, why don't you pull the cork and we'll take a sniff of it?
Yeah.
Ooh. Gee, another minute and it could have opened itself.
Smells like vodka. What do you think, Miss Tierney?
Smells like fingernail polish.
Well, now it's my turn. Well, if you're asking me, that's ether.
Ether? I've never had a whiff of that. Here I come, dreamland.
Let me smell it again. I still say say it's linger pail polish.
By Jove, smells a little like Fosh and Skoda, doesn't it?
Give me another whiff of that, shall we?
Oh, no, boy. I never knew you had two heads.
Yes, old man, I always carry us there.
All right, so sleepy.
Let me take another whiff of that, will you?
That's awful.
I still say it's Bransky.
Calling
Dr. Noble, report to surgery. The sink is
stopped
up. Where am I?
You're in a hospital. A hospital? Let me out of here.
But I'm your nurse.
My nurse? Keep me in here. How did I get in a hospital?
Don't you know?
Now, don't tell me to start about me.
Here comes your doctor.
Don't know why all of my patients seem to die. Or me well, tell me, my little fella, are you the patients?
Yeah, well, I'm not the bed folks.
Well, you know, you could have fooled me.
Who are you?
Well, I'm a Dr. Antonio Giuseppe Giovanni Goldstones Gazzola. M.D., C.O.D., P.D.Q.
And P.U.
Tell me, nurse, is it a patient who's making any progress?
Not with me, is it?
Well, I'll take a look at the chart here. I got him right here in my pocket. Let me see. Gallant the jaw, closed fast in the stretch, but it was no match for me. That's the wrong chart.
What do you think's wrong with him, Doctor?
Well, how I should know. I'll have to give the kid an examination.
Shall I prepare his chest for examination?
No, just his head and the feet. I don't mess with Mr. In Between. Oh, so.
What's up, Doc?
Oh. Bad the nose, kid. Bad the nose.
Yeah?
You got a hardening from the art galleries.
Art galleries?
Complicated by lumbar fandango and a delicious anemia.
Yeah, anemia.
What do you suggest we do, Doctor?
Well, we might just as well operate. What have we got to lose?
Just me, that's all. Just me.
Well, don't you worry, my little fella. I want the cut very deep.
Yeah. It doesn't make a difference how thin you slice me. It's still McCarthy.
Well, Dr. Gazzola, is it a serious operation?
My dear little girl, all of my operations are serious.
Excuse me, Dr. Gazzola. Well, I just brought you the X-ray.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Scranton. Hey. Doctor, what is the diagonal nose?
Well, I think he has a touch of yellow yonks in the joints.
You're going to say.
Yes. Yes.
I get worse and so does the act.
Yes, and from this hair X-ray picture, it looks like the little fella, he swallowed a picket fence.
That's it. Look, that's right. Oh, that's definitely a picket fence.
Never it is, yeah.
But, Doctor, aren't those his ribs?
What are you talking about? Hey, by golly, she's right. This is some smart kid, huh?
Yeah. You fellas should be thrown out of the medical profession.
That's just some silly talk. We don't even belong.
Oh. Say, here, young fella, watch what you say. It just so happens that I'm a specialist in many things.
Yeah, well, sweet dialect ain't one of them.
Pauline, Dr. Stanton.
Oh, my goodness, that's me.
Your laundry has come back.
Thank goodness. This is my lucky day.
Well, I guess we're going ahead with the operation.
Shall I boil the instruments?
No. Let's fry them for change.
Oh, pardon me. What are you doing, Doctor?
Well, I was just doing an operation.
Oh, may I cut in?
Well, certainly, kid. Come on, grab a scrapple here.
I'm Sir Basil Metabolism, doctor, surgeon, consultant, and keys made while you wait.
Well, you know, I'm awfully glad you dropped in. Maybe you could have helped him to correct my slice.
Doctor, do you know what this patient is suffering from?
Yeah, wrong diagnosis. And floating dialect.
Tell me, Dr. Cazola, how do you operate?
Strictly cash in advance.
I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I don't think either one of you are able to perform an operation.
What do you talk? I can do operation just as well as the next fella. Unless the next fella happens to be a surgeon.
Dr. Cazola wanted. Dr. Cazola wanted in St. Louis, Chicago, New York. Reward.
I'm a pretty popular fellow, huh?
Yeah. Doctor, why do you have to operate at all on this boy?
Why, this boy tend to live 5 minutes unless we operate. What's that?
That's lunch.
I'll see you after lunch, kid.